What goes on behind the scenes in Pacific politics and how does it affect us? Each week, Politalk dives straight into the tough questions, like who is actually stepping in to save people from sorcery accusation violence in Papua New Guinea?
So she was gasping for air inside the people in a group there, and then they accused her, like, you must be the sorceress.
To listen, search Politalk in your favorite podcast app.
This is an ABC podcast.
You're listening to Pacific Pulse on ABC Radio Australia.
We touch on the mind too, you know, just being in a happy state of mind, looking at the physical part of us, the spiritual, the emotional and social part. And, you know, with cooking, a lot of us ladies, we come together as part of our social outlet where we cook together, then we have a good laugh, we pray together, enjoy the food that we've made together. Yeah, so it's looking at the whole person health. And food, well, it has a great impact on our well-being.
After seeing how deeply diabetes was affecting families in Samoa, Tasha Ryan began calling people back to the basics of healthy, affordable home cooking. In 2023, she gathered a group of women who really cared about healthy living to create a cookbook, Heal the Samoan Way. It shares simple recipes that are aimed at helping prevent and maybe even reverse the effects of non-communicable diseases. From nutrient-rich plants like moringa to soursop and everyday fruits like bananas and pawpaw, Tasha says adopting small changes in the kitchen can make a really big difference. Talo Falava, Tasha, and thank you so much for making the time. I love talking about food. I think we all love food.
I think we all love our food as Pacific Islander Samoans, yeah.
And cooking is a great way to explore what you love most. When did this cookbook come about? You know, what was the spark for you?
Yes, it's been a vision that I've always had, like when I started my health journey and when I transitioned to a plant-based diet, which really helped me. And over the years, I'd been experimenting with different plant-based recipes and started a collection. And I guess just seeing the need here in Samoa, diabetes is so rampant, and not just Samoa, but across the whole Pacific. And you see the impact it has on families. So when I started my journey, I didn't really have a cookbook as such to help me. It was all just trying to find my way. So I was thinking, wouldn't it be a great idea if we had this local resource, something that's very hands-on and practical, something that we can easily access just by growing your own food, local food. And hence, the idea started writing out recipes, taking photos with my camera, my phone camera. And just from there, I invited a few ladies that were also trying to embrace this healthy living lifestyle to see if they wanted to come on board, just to, I guess, make them feel part of this great project for healthy living. And in 2023, we published the Heal the Samoan Way cookbook, and it was in collaboration with 10,000 Toes campaign out of Australia, which is basically to try and tackle this problem, not only in Samoa, but across the Pacific, to help prevent, halt, and even reverse the effects of NCDs so that we can live happier and healthier lives.
Beautiful. You see NCDs everywhere. It's the biggest recurring issue in the Pacific across all different, many different Pacific countries today. And there's so many people at work doing this, like the group that you work with, 10,000 Toes, And yes. So I guess how important is food to that? Do you find food to be the really big key player here for preventing obesity and NCDs?
Food is a big part. We can exercise, that's important too. But, you know, in our Pacific families, we place such high priority on food and that coming together where we love to eat, because it just promotes this sense of belonging and the fellowship. But we tend to eat too much, like portions, and eat the wrong foods. And if you go back to our ancestors, their diet was very simple. There was no NCDs back in the day. It was just fresh fish, a root crop like taro or banana. Very simple. But now, if you came to sit with us at a Samoan, typical Samoan lunch, you have all the corned beef, the all the fatty foods like the fried chicken. Like, we sort of give importance to those types of food. We say that that's the good food. And we look down on the food which is good for us, but those foods are making us sick. And it's a big concern for Samoa, and I guess everywhere else across the Pacific. So hopefully the cookbook will give something like a useful tool. It all starts in the families, yeah. Especially the mother. I think we as mothers, we are like the change agents, just to help change that mindset. When we do prepare food, being mindful of what we're cooking for our children, our husbands, our extended families, so that hopefully our families will start appreciating these healthier options. And there's a lot of healthy options. Some people think that to be plant-based, it costs a lot of money. But if you grow your own food, keep it very fresh and local, it truly is a blessing. And you actually save a lot of money rather than buying all the imported foods that are making us sick.
Yes. The cost of meat today, I can imagine I would probably save maybe $100 a week for me. But there's often this belief that healthy food is really bland or restrictive. So, and sometimes in other places I've seen there's big debates over, well, how do you get enough protein and other things that you need from meat? So I definitely have approached vegetarianism before and I really enjoyed it. I felt really good doing it. But how did you approach your new way of living and eating?
I think the key is to not go too extreme from the start, like do it in increments, just so you can help condition your mindset to appreciate those changes. So for me, it started first with the alcohol. I cut out alcohol, so that was year one. Then year two, I moved to like the red meats, where I cut out the red meats. Then the next year was like the chicken and stuff. You know, so it's bit by bit, because if you try and go, I mean, there are cases where you have to go extreme if your, you know, health outcomes aren't looking good. But if you want to embrace this lifestyle, do it in a gentle way and do it in a way that is realistic. And I guess as a mother who prepares the food, I know I went too extreme at the beginning when my family weren't very happy with me, but I found a balance. So now I'm the only one in our family that's vegetarian, but I noticed from just planting that seed from long ago, my children and husband are eating more of the healthier options compared to what it was before that change in lifestyle.
Tasha, I'd love to know, if we were coming to your place for dinner tonight, what might be on the menu? What are some of those things that you cook? And do you have a particular favorite that you cook all the time from your cookbook?
Yes, I definitely love the the salads. There's so many different types of salads, the rainbow salad, there's even the moringa salad. You mentioned how do you get protein. Moringa is like a superfood. It's an edible, well, we call it the edible tamalingi here, high in iron and protein. So you probably experience some of those salads. I'm not sure. I know it grows well in PNG, the laupele or the edible hibiscus leaf, which we use here in a lot of stir fries and also even in our smoothies. And you'll definitely get taro. I love taro. Yes. Or another root crop or even boiled green bananas and a lot of fruits, perhaps a nice fresh fruit salad with the soursop and guava or the ripe fresh pawpaws for dessert. Yeah. Aww. So there's a lot of options.
That's delicious.
That you will experience if you came for dinner tonight at my home.
Delicious. We love soursop. I get the smoothies when I go back to Fiji sometimes from the cafes there. But in summer and in this heat, those fresh salads are just so delicious.
You're listening to Pacific Pulse on ABC Radio Australia.
On the program today, you're hearing from Samoan cookbook author Tertia Ryan, who is championing a return to highly nutritious staples like moringa, soursop and pawpaw in her book, Heal the Samoan Way. Tertia, I'd want to ask a little bit more about this NCD fight. Has it touched your family in a really kind of close way, NCDs? Is it something that continues to affect people in your family?
Definitely. There's close family members that have diabetes, and you see the huge impact of just having someone with diabetes at all levels, and not just in our families but also in the workplace, also your extended families in the church communities, just everywhere. It's rampant here in Samoa. And other NCDs, which is the hypertension, high blood pressure, you know, then leads to all these other flow-on effects for health outcomes. So heart disease is like the number one killer here in Samoa.
Yes. And so I haven't been able to flick through your cookbook, Tertia, but are there recipes in there for people who might be dealing with specific ailments or illnesses at the moment? Is it broadly a preventative cooking guide?
So the beauty of this cookbook, if you follow these recipes, it will address NCDs across the board. Like, it's not one specific thing for one specific type of disease. Just following that simple rule of keeping it plant-based, keeping the portions in control with your exercise. And I like it too because we touch on the mind too, you know, just being in a happy state of mind, like looking at the physical part of us, the spiritual, the emotional and social part. And, you know, with cooking, a lot of us ladies, we come together as part of our social outlet where we cook together, then we have a good laugh, we pray together, enjoy the food that we've made together. Yeah, so it's looking at the whole person health. And food, well, it has a great impact on our well-being. Because when we eat healthy foods, we're in a more healthier state of mind and we feel better.
Yeah. You mentioned that you meet up with women and socialize, and it's a really good way to catch up while cooking. Did they change some of the ways that they cook for their families? Did they embrace some more of your healthy methods?
Yes, exactly. So we try and have cooking demonstrations. I have it at my home. Just teaching them like simple recipes from the cookbook Then they go away, they try it themselves, and they come back and say, oh, our husbands or our children really enjoyed this, and this is a keeper recipe. So that's a very positive impact. You know, just having those incremental gems for each family, finding recipes that they enjoy. And, you know, a lot of families still love their meat, but it's more like to say, well, you can cut down a bit on the meat, but try and include more plant-based foods when you cook. So just finding the right balance for each family.
And one for the people who work in offices or they're on the go constantly, is there any quick go-to meals that you would recommend for people who might be moving really quickly through their days that might just be a good pick-me-up, or rather than stopping and eating something that might make you feel worse?
Well, we have the salads, and then a lot of the beverages, like the different types of smoothies and also the fresh veggie juices. So those are good pick-me-up foods for snacking if you're working. And the cool thing about it too, we also have men that want to come and learn how to cook like these healthy meals.
Lovely.
You know, it's nice to have husband and wife cooking together with the children. Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, it's not just women, it's everyone. And I'm sure a lot of the young boys are looking on too. But I'm very interested in this this bit of vegetable that you mentioned, tamalinga, the one that is
The moringa.
Moringa. Yeah. High in iron as well as protein, and it's a vegetable. I need to get onto this because I am both low in protein and low in iron, as most younger women are. Are there any surprising superfoods that you use in your cooking that are really high in certain nutrients and vitamins?
Well, definitely the moringa and the soursop, like you mentioned, and I know that grows abundantly in Brisbane because it's tropical, similar to us. Then, of course, all the fresh pawpaw, the mango, even the taro for your carbs, and the green bananas, which is plentiful here. Yeah, so those are my go-tos.
And I'm sure that having those sorts of things in your system, you know, when you might be a little bit deficient in something, you will already feel so much better, not just because you're eating healthy food, but because they're packed full of nutrients that you might not otherwise be getting.
Exactly.
But,
yeah. But I guess at the end of the day, it's the cookbook is a vision that's come to fruition, and we're so happy that we have this resource, like a local resource that we can share with the community. And we just want to encourage all of us to slow down. We live busy lifestyles, even though we're here in the islands. We eat too much takeaway foods, but you know, just slow down and actually come together as a family and enjoy cooking these healthy meals. Because when you do this, you're like providing this avenue to bring our families together. You know, a typical family now, the husband and wife work, the kids, you know, do their own thing. You come home, you don't have time to cook, but do takeaways, and there's no real togetherness. But the cookbook, it's a nice way to bring families together where you can cook these simple meals, nothing too daunting. And tropical meals that you can all enjoy together as a family. So hopefully families will make good use of this Heal the Salmon Way cookbook.
Hope so too, Tasha, because it looks like a really important resource.
You're listening to Pacific Pulse on ABC Radio Australia.
A lot of people might say, oh, but it's cheaper to just have two-minute noodles. And a lot of people might find it, you know, well, it's actually quicker to have two-minute noodles. What might you say to that, reflecting on some of the ways that you've said that, you know, these vegetables and things, these recipes, it can actually be extremely affordable?
Well, try and replace the two-minute noodles with a salad or if you're going to use the noodles, well, include veggies in the noodles. You know, I mean, the reality is people don't have too much time on their hands. And then we need to ask the question, how much do we value our health? You know, do you want the 2-minute noodles quick fix, and then later down the line you're going to suffer with your health, and then you have to spend all this money on getting treatment, and then the impact it has on our families and ourselves? Or do you want to do the healthy options now and enjoy the abundant life later on, and, you know, throughout life? Yeah, so I guess it's really looking at how much do we value our health, because our health is our wealth.
And where can anyone find the cookbook?
So here in Samoa, we you can find it here with me at Samoa Spare Parts and Accessories Company Limited, or we also sell it at Janet's Outlet. All the Janet's outlets at the international airport if you're traveling, or the outlets here in town. Or you can just email me at sspterritia, T-E-R-T-I-A, at gmail.com, and I'll be happy to organize a cookbook for you. In countries like Australia and New Zealand, the Adventist Book Center, like ABC Bookshop, they stock all these cookbooks. Or you can just go visit the 10,000 Toes website, who will be happy to also, they have an online shop, and you can purchase from their online shop.
Thank you so much, Tertia, for your time and for sharing how much you love food and food that will sustain us long term. Was there anything that you wanted to add about the journey of writing it, about seeing it out in the world, that we might have missed?
Just happy that we've had this opportunity to provide a high quality resource and tool for our Pacific families, and hopefully it can make a positive impact on each one's health outcome so that we can enjoy life more abundantly.
Health absolutely is wealth, and something that's hard to realize is that the amount of food that we eat in a day, just generally, you know, it has the biggest impact on our bodies. What we feed ourselves is really kind of the biggest way that we change what's in our bodies and how we feel. So I think that food is powerful, or it can be really detrimental. So it's really important to realize that that's where the change can happen, as well as other things like exercise. But I'm sure if you get the food right, you'll feel more willing to be exercising as well.
You're listening to Pacific Pulse on ABC Radio Australia.
That was Tertia Ryan, author of Heal the Samoan Way. This has been Pacific Pulse with me, Melissa Macon. You can listen back anytime on the ABC Pacific website, or search for us, Pacific Pulse, wherever you get your podcasts. This was produced on Yagara and Turrbal Country.